You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Is the plague at all a threat in the modern day?
No.
The Wire.
After years of campaigning from advocates and victims and survivors, New Zealand has introduced a new anti-stalking law criminalising repeated behaviour intended to cause fear or distress. I spoke with domestic violence researcher Dr. Alison Towns from the Coalition of the Safety of Women and Children about the new law and what meaningful protection for victims and survivors should look like. And to start broadly, what does the criminalisation of stalking change in practical terms?
Well, in the past, we didn't have a stalking crime. Most other countries like ours have had one for decades, like Australia and the UK and the US have had one, but we haven't. So what this does is make stalking a crime punishable by up to 5 years in prison, and it puts stalking in the Crimes Act. So it really recognises how serious stalking is and how it can lead to significant harm.
And why has there been such a long campaign for stalking to become a specific criminal offence?
Well, there's been real concern about how stalking has led, preceded very serious offences of assault and murder. And so, there's been quite a concern to push this. I think it's taken a while because other governments have had other priorities. Some of the work on violence has been done on primary prevention, which this government has been basically dismantling, actually. But this government has been prepared to introduce this crime. So that's been good for making it safer for women.
The Coalition of the Safety of Women and Children has said it wants to make sure this law is more than just paper. What does that mean to you?
So what we want to do is make sure that the police act on the stalking that occurs. So it's important for people to understand that stalking is sort of any unwanted, intrusive or harmful behaviour. So things like, you can sort of think subtle, if you like, things like surveillance, watching or following someone, things like that, in any form, so digital or real life or AI. It's unwanted contact, so any kind of emails, texts, social media contact, as well as any in-life unwanted contact, threats or intimidation, and damaging the person's reputation or life through, say, publishing false information or spreading lies or anything like that. Any other behaviour that looks likely to cause fear or distress. So it covers, a good big wide range of behaviours which, just haven't been covered in previous legislation. And it only requires 2 occasions in 2 years for the police to act. And they don't... the police can issue a notice to the stalker to say that they should inform them that their behaviour is causing fear or distress. And if the behaviour then continues, they can arrest and charge them with a crime. So, but they don't have to issue the notice, so that, that doesn't have to be a prerequisite before they lay charges.
And yet, what needs to happen for this law to actually protect the victim survivors effectively?
Well, we need police to act on the law, and the police have been actively educating their officers about what the crime is. So we need to make sure that the police are aware of this new legislation and how it can be used. So this really provides them with lots of new tools to use. And we're already aware that police have laid their first charge. It's a good tool for when women are really scared or frightened by the behaviour of someone who's following them or watching them or doing making any unwanted contact.
You've also mentioned concerns about stalkers manipulating systems and victims and survivors potentially being charged themselves. How can that actually happen?
It's stalkers can be quite manipulative and quite cunning. So, you know, the police need to be very aware of that and to make sure that they know who is actually the primary victim and who is experiencing fear and who's in distress. That's a really important thing. Victims are protected under this law. So if they've engaged in a, you know, they've photographed the stalker and the stalker says because they photographed them that they're stalking, you know, that person, the stalker themselves. You know, victims are protected from doing that. That if they're taking any reasonable action, that you know, that might be used to gather evidence for the stalking behaviour, then that protects victims. So there are protections in the new crime.
Do you think people are sometimes underestimating how serious online stalking can become?
I think that this has been underestimated for years. I think it's the harm that's done to people has been, you know, not acknowledged at all for a long time. And I think that it's only really in, you know, recent months, maybe last year or two, when this has been more publicised and the media have, you know, been great actually at letting, you know, providing stories of people who've experienced the stalking events for people to realise just how damaging and harmful it can be. I mean, victims can feel really entrapped in their home, that they can't go out, their studies, their work lives can be affected, their reputations can be damaged. You know, it just closes off the world and narrows it down. And so it's really important that we address it, because it markedly affects especially young women's productivity, so what they can do in life. So, yeah, we need to do something about it.
And what kind of supports do you think victims and survivors need beyond just this new Criminalisation Act?
Well, I think it's really important that we look at where the advocacy is. We do know that there's advocacy already for young people or women who are experiencing or victims of family violence or dating violence. So there's Women's Refuge, you know, there's Shine, there's the Are You OK free phone numbers and so on, there's Shakti, and there's sexual harm organisations, Torn East and so on. But we're anxious about those victims who don't, where the person is not, a partner or ex-partner, and because there's there seems to be limited advocacy for them, and, you know, that's a worry for us.
That was Dr. Alison Towns speaking about New Zealand's new anti-stalking law.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.